Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
Never turns it down, talking about what he don't know on the devil's radio.
Here we are.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
She's back.
Yes.
She was off.
Holy crud, she's back.
She was 2 weeks. She was off for 2 weeks. Last week was her birthday. Birthday, yeah. St. Patrick's Day, a day behind each other.
Exactly.
Well, actually,
St. Patrick's Day,
you're like
then her birthday.
98 now or 28 or somewhere in that neighborhood.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, he's going to be in the doghouse.
Actually, my birthday kind of like gets a little bit of a thing. My mother, God rest her soul, was a little bit upset when she was pregnant with me, and I decided to pop out on the 18th because she wanted it to be the 17th. And she said it wasn't fair. She said, out of all things you could have done for your life, you could have gone ahead and been born on the 17th. I'm like, nah, I wanted my own day. I didn't want to share it with Dad. Since my father's birthday was the 17th. God rest his soul as well.
And an Irishman born on the 17th of March. Go figure.
And she just went ahead and got... She said she started into her labor and her pains, and they were severe on the 17th. And she's like, oh, great, I'm going to go into labor. Nope. I stopped right as just before the stroke of midnight, and I turn, and she turned around, she goes, I hate you. She says, but she always said it as a joke. I hate her. She says, I wanted to go ahead, and she says, and make you just get out real, and you didn't want to.
And we have someone that's showing up more and more every week.
Yes.
Josh is back with us.
Hello.
Here I am.
I'm sure he's got stuff to talk about today. He always has stuff to talk about.
We have to fill a half an hour.
I should have had you bring your D&D board, and I forgot about it.
Oh, I got my whole paper and my dice tower is done.
Oh, yes, I've seen it.
All right, let's
awesome.
Let's go to them while we have you on the air. Go ahead and remember you have to describe for the people on the radio. So, go ahead and talk about whatever you want. Your dice towers or whatever you got going
on. At the moment,
I know you mentioned them last time you were on.
I finally finished my Skull Dice Tower. It's literally looks like Skull Island. I put moss on the back of it and made out of clay and other things and painted.
Oh, the Skull Island from Kong, right?
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. It kind of like has a little crown, a little pointed crown.
Well, the funny thing,
it kind of looks like Triple H with the skull and the crown.
Believe it or not, I was actually inspired by the Jagged Crown from Skyrim to do that. And I just thought it was a cool addition to the whole skull structure in and of itself.
Yeah, that's true.
I put bleeding eyes on it, and blood drips down from the eyes down the nose into the teeth all the way down. Made each teeth individual, put them into the sockets.
Nice.
It looks really cool. Currently, I'm working on, for a friend of mine, his name is Dylan. He lives in Ohio. I'm working on a Mimic Dice Tower from Dark Souls 2.
Oh, nice.
It's his favorite Souls game, and that's what I'm working on.
Nice.
So for the some of us that have no idea what you just said, it's going to be a long day.
You got the giggle fits today.
What are dice towers?
Dice towers, instead of just throwing the dice into like a dice mat or rolling the dice regularly, you put them into the tower and the tower tumbles it for you and spits it back out. And it gives your dice a better roll.
You wouldn't know that? How many times have you watched Big Bang Theory?
Woof. Yeah, because it's either Leonard. I forget which one it is. Either Leonard or Sheldon or one of the guys. They made a dice tower.
Exactly.
Okay, did I miss that episode or something?
You don't pay attention.
No, they hadn't for their setup.
It's gang up on the host day here on the talk on WTBR FM.
I mean, come on.
For their setup, they have a dice tower. It kind of looks like the Millennium Falcon. I believe it looks like the Millennium Falcon is supposed to. Or a teleporter or something. It's something tall, and it's round.
And they always put the board this way, face the board this way.
And they always face
they
the board
change it every. They kind of change it every now and then. Sometimes they'll go ahead and use it for different kinds of things. Oh! They did. He did Dungeons and Dragons when, oh goodness, Howard's wife, when she was pregnant with
Bernadette.
When Bernie was pregnant with it, and she couldn't go to.
And she couldn't. And the thing is, you can't have alcohol when you're pregnant. You can't have chocolate or anything like that, or eat certain foods. So Sheldon went ahead and used it as a way for her to relax.
Yeah, I saw that, but...
That's what he was doing.
That's what he was using. That's what the dice was held in, was a dice tower.
Yeah.
Sheldon's the one that uses the dice tower.
You know?
Yes.
Getting thrown under the bus.
What? By my own family. Shoot, that was a semi, dude.
I'm used to getting thrown under the bus by this guy over here, but getting thrown under the bus by the rest of you...
Oh, you mean with your door dashing and Christmas lights?
Excuse me. I saw two sets of Christmas lights. They're still up.
Except and Christmas lights trolling start.
Except this person used the Christmas lights in a different way. They had all kinds of Easter decorations, and they had the Easter decoration.
I don't think that makes it any better.
They lit up, and then the lights went up too. Minnie and I laughed our buns off.
This is all your fault.
You're welcome.
We saw that on you know.
Oh, come on. You said that you wanted them out here. You helped
not
them get out
here. Not to throw
me
under the bus.
You knew this was going to happen.
Seriously, you're lucky your daughter isn't here.
Yeah, that'd be
worse. Supposed to be on my side, by the way.
Josh.
What side?
My side.
Excuse me, but...
I am chaos incarnate. What
this
side?
This is true. You got to be honest, though. If Tab was here, would she or would she not throw her father under the bus?
No, that's like his dedicated lawyer.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah,
that's the only
problem. And she's allowed to practice in Massachusetts now.
running family joke. She's not a lawyer, running family joke.
So,
no, it's a joke.
How is your birthday now that we're done getting tossed under the bus with the Christmas lights?
I didn't do that one this time. You can blame him.
My birthday.
You let it on. It was your fault they started this. You started this like in January. And then now you got them into it, so you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Give me a break. It's the end of March, people. You forget to tape them down? Or you want a brain fart and turn, forget it. We'll just have them there until next year.
No, they like their electric bill.
Seriously? My God. I've tried to limit as much
as
I could.
What's that one house we always go past? I mean, it's... Pretty. Decorated to the nines.
Oh, that you're talking about the house on top of the hill of Anoda, where it goes into South Miriam if you keep going. And there's this the house in the corner of Anoda and the cemetery there.
And sorry, folks. Somebody forgot to turn his phone off.
Yeah.
This lady, she has decorations for literally every holiday, and it's always decorated.
I know. Some of them are just awesome. They have. Some of you guys really have some nice decorations, and they look really, really cool.
Yeah, yeah. But this one was really, really cool because someone had gone ahead and decided to use their white lights in their corporation with their Easter decorations. Not bad. I've got to admit, that was pretty awesome. I would have never thought about doing that.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty thoughtful. Or you...
Well, I mean, look at the inside of our house. You can't walk anywhere at all. We've got Easter and St. Patrick's Day all rolled into one.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't put anything up for the end of the world, apparently, that's happening on April 8th.
People get over yourselves.
With the...
Doomsday.
Total eclipse of the sun.
Give me a break.
It's not even going to be totality here.
Yeah,
yeah, it's up in Lake Placid and all that. You're going to be able to really, really see it.
Everything's a doomsday thing now, and it's ridiculous. It's really gotten ridiculous, such as asteroids passing the Earth. Oh, this asteroid's going to hit the Earth. This asteroid's going to hit the Earth. The sun is going to be blocked out, and we're not going to have any more sun. Like,
the whole thing's going to last 5 minutes.
Somebody has actually timed it. If you go ahead and start playing Total Eclipse of the Heart, it actually matches up to the eclipse of the sun.
5 minutes, really? Folks.
By two. And the thing is, the eclipse lasts about 2 seconds longer.
I promise you, we will be okay.
Exactly. It's happened before.
It's 5 minutes. It's just going to get a little, especially here, because we're only at like 90% totality. So it's going to get dark a little bit here. Mm-hmm. Up north, the Adirondacks, and up that way, it'll be totality there. I promise, take it from me, we will survive. I was in school when one hit in the 70s.
Yep.
And it got dark for a few minutes. And then guess what? It got light. Guess what? We're still here.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
I am so sick and tired of going on either X, formerly known as Twitter, or Facebook and seeing someone post, "Are you all set for the end of the world?" No, I'm not all set for the end of the world until God decides that, you know, it's my last day to take a breath, and then that's it.
It's not going to be the end of the world. It's 5 minutes.
Oh, I know.
And I promise you, we will be okay. We have gone through this before. This is not the first solar eclipse, folks.
No.
We have gone through this a few times.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, you want to hear something funny? You remember the Westboro Baptist Church people?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They're actually going to go ahead and be picketing WWE shows because of the lawsuit. They're picketing.
Really?
Yeah, they're picketing.
You can picket all they want.
Yeah, they're going to be picketing the WWE shows around our area.
Well,
it's funny.
You know how it goes. People need to keep their hands to themselves.
You'll see how far they get with that.
I'm like, good luck. I saw that and I'm like, what? And, you know.
We are not to judge.
I saw that and I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah. Right, we're not going to start getting into religion here.
No. Nah.
We'll save
keep
that
religion
for
to thyself, and we won't discuss it.
It's just weird.
Three things we do not discuss.
I was doing it to broach the wrestling territory.
Well, excuse
me. That's why I brought it up.
So. Excuse me, but I feel this way. We should do three things. Religion, politics, and a great pumpkin, and we keep it all to ourselves.
We can talk about the great pumpkin.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I happen to like the Great Pumpkin.
Religion and politics will save for other shows.
Religion and politics will leave
Please,
you leave
let
at the
them
house.
Deal with it.
Religion, politics, you leave at the house.
We'll save them for other shows.
Exactly.
On a separate note.
Uh-oh.
Huh. But.
I am impressed with myself.
Really?
Uh-oh. Oh, I am.
Why?
Well, my meads typically tap out at...
See, I'm going to talk about alcohol, folks.
There you go.
Well, religion
show has gone terrifically downhill since the opening.
You said no religion, no politics.
We didn't talk about no alcohol.
So, you didn't say anything about alcohol. See?
And I never finished about my birthday, but that's okay.
We'll get back to your birthday in a minute.
Okay.
My mead typically taps out at 16% on the high end. Ooh. I made regular grape wine, and it tapped out at 20% and doesn't taste like it. It's very dangerous.
Anyway, that will segue into your birthday.
So you made literal fire water.
I thought it was very, very good. I mean, it was well planned and well done. I mean, the girls turned around and did great. Tabby went ahead and made a rigatoni, yep, and meat sauce and cheese, all kinds of mozzarella all over it, and baked real, real good.
It was tasty.
Yes, it was. It was very tasty. I pigged out on it, and everyone else pigged out on it. And
I actually went ahead and did the cakes.
Yeah.
Somebody who doesn't know anything about baking, I learned how to do today, how to do the cakes.
Yep.
Yay.
Actually, the girls kind of swap things this year.
Yeah, because usually Tabby is the baker of the family, and I'm the one that does the cooking, so we kind of said, what the hell? Let's swap.
And the day before that, you boiled meat for 17 hours.
Ha, 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 ha.
I wouldn't be smart. Y'all ate it up like you wouldn't
through
believe it.
Through a straw?
It is not 17 hours.
It wasn't.
It is not 17 hours.
It's 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours.
To 4. 3.5 hours of the meat being cooked and a half an hour for the vegetables.
Yeah, so
man, I don't
there.
Care. Corned beef is tasty.
Yeah, exactly. Corned beef is tasty.
He's hopping on my bandwagon, so nah.
I didn't say it wasn't tasty.
I love it.
I could live on corned beef.
You and me and both.
For
Andy and these two men, not an ounce of Irish in them.
Well, the whole thing is...
And they love the corned beef.
What? You're Irish injected for you.
I'm Scottish Dane, so there's that.
Yeah.
You need to bring your bagpipes?
Ironically, no. I mean, we do have family bagpipes that are passed
they
down.
They have family bagpipes.
Yes.
I got to hear about this. Now that you broached the subject.
Okay.
Something you can say on air?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, good. There's our kilt, our coat of arms, and our bastard sword that's all entailed into, that's passed down from generation to generation.
Yes, that's where you get.
However,
first
you'll never see me in a kilt or playing my bagpipes because that's just not going to happen.
Damn. That would have been great for the
and,
show.
And it has to be the truth. You don't wear anything underneath.
Yes. That's a thing.
Yeah, it's true. It's a thing as far as raids go. It was a quick way.
So
to
I can't get you to
use
come on. I can't get you to come on this show with your kilt. You can model it for us.
No.
What kind of person are you?
I was just asking a question.
You're asking him to wear a kilt. I joke with you wearing a towel around you. How do you feel? Got nothing but a towel.
I want to see him come into the studio with a kilt and playing Long Way to the Top if you want to rock and roll on the bagpipes.
No.
That would be a show.
Gotta love him.
Come on, he has a joke with you.
That would go directly to
only
PCTV.
Only Pete would think of something like that. Because
it would not work on WTBR, and it would not work for the simulcast. That would have to go right straight to PCTV.
Yeah, yeah. I got to admit that.
The all-kilt show, all the time.
Yeah.
Can you believe that this past storm that we had, it was such a mess, that they turned around and they said that Albany had 14K still after the storm of no power, and they had Yeah, and they had 4K in Rensselaer that was without power.
I believe it.
That's how bad it was.
I believe it.
And knock on wood, we were perfect.
Yeah, I read on social media, they have like people coming down from Canada to help put the power back on.
Yeah, it was really, really, really bad.
Well, that's because our grid's been outdated since 1942.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it was pretty bad.
I mean, he's not wrong. Come on now.
Yeah. The news has been wrapped with a lot of crazy stuff, but the weather was really, really, really bad.
I mean, he's not wrong. They're just now fixing the plumbing. They're just now fixing the plumbing in upstate New York. And that stuff is long out of date. They still had lead pipes. Come on now.
I mean, come on. When we lived there, do you remember when the generator went ahead and blew?
Oh, the
on
transformer.
His birthday.
When the squirrel committed suicide?
No.
That was the storm and the lightning struck that one.
Yeah, the lightning.
Lightning struck the transformer.
Yep, it was down the street from us and blew that out.
What you're thinking of is about
when we lived on Wonderful Lake.
No, what he's thinking about is a few weeks later when the squirrel went ahead and committed suicide.
Oh, the second squirrel.
Yeah.
But we also had the other squirrel that committed suicide, and it was during a heat wave.
Well, do you remember a few years ago? This was kind of funny.
Huh?
A few years ago, we would watch MASH it come on.
Yes.
Cable every day at 5 o'clock. Fuck. Every day at 5 o'clock for like a week.
Yes. Yeah, when we had
get
the dish.
Da, na, 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 and then the power would go off. Thunderstorm would come and the power would go off.
Yes.
Every day for like a week. It's like, God is saying, you can't watch this show anymore.
Yeah, that's when we had the dish on the roof. And my best friend.
No, it's on the side of the house.
Yep, it's on the side of the house. My best friend, she went ahead and she says to me, well, come on downstairs and go ahead and watch it down here.
Yep.
And you're like, but I wanted to watch it in my own house.
Every day for a week.
We had storms.
At 5 o'clock on the dot.
The storm would show up.
It'd be like three claps of thunder, a couple of flashes of lightning, and be gone.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And wait my show out.
Every time, exactly at 5. Then it would allow for like the first few seconds of man of the entrance to MASH. If we get as far as gush. Yep,
because young Jen remembers that.
I would sit there and go, really? Are we serious?
Yep, because she turned around.
Again?
Because we were sitting, because I went downstairs and I said to her, it happened again. I said, he's coming. She said, okay, we'll put it on. She says, you can watch it down here until it stops raining. I said, I hope this stops pretty soon because it's happening every day now. And she turned around, it's day number 5. Mm. I started laughing. I said, I hope it doesn't do it for the weekend. But it kept it up and kept it up. We were taking bets on to see how long the storms were going to go ahead and stop. Patty had 8. She won. Yeah, day number 9, it finally stopped.
Yep, day number 9 is when it finally stopped having the storm everything.
And the whole thing is the storm would go and it would release just in time for you to watch the 6 o'clock news.
Yep.
It's like, nope, you weren't gonna have any enjoyment for that hour.
Yes.
Now on to the news to let you know what had just happened. You're like, I already know what just happened. Our damn storm just passed.
Okay, moving on.
What?
I'm done talking about that.
What? Sorry.
Oh,
it's a very depressing time for him.
That's why I have him on DVD now.
Yep.
And
so
no more storm.
Never happens again.
Yep. And we just got renewed with a blast from the past. Final Fantasy 14.
8 years ago, we tuned into this game after
EverQuest.
EverQuest turned
Online
off their
Adventures.
Servers.
Yeah.
Online Adventures turned off their servers. We went and found this game.
Yeah, Final Fantasy. Actually, you were one of the people for its beta.
Beta testing.
You were one of its beta testers.
Probably why I was still drawn to it, because I beta tested Final Fantasy 14.
Yep, because
it's back.
Yeah, yeah.
On the 21st of this month, it went to Xbox.
Yes,
because Yoshi P finally gave in and said, "Yeah, we'll put it on Xbox," because he was the one holding it up.
Do you know they're still in talks with Nintendo to allow it to go over to Nintendo?
Yeah, it'll be another 10 years before it hits Nintendo.
Probably.
It took 10 years to hit Xbox.
Probably.
And there are literally tons and tons of players. Now it's cross-platform with PC, PS4, PS5, and
Mac and Windows.
Windows and Xbox Series X.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's for sure.
It's crazy.
For new players, it comes with a 30-day free trial, and the game has all the expansions up to, where are we,
Endwalker,
which is the end of the storyline for a Realm Reborn.
Yeah.
And July, the new expansion comes out, which starts a whole new storyline.
So yeah, I know.
You're going to get the game put on Xbox Series X. It won't work on Xbox One.
Well, the S and the X, yeah.
Yeah, because it won't work on Xbox One.
This is my first time actually playing this game on a console. It's from the PC. I started on the PC. I'm like, okay, how come I can't type in front of me? Oh, yeah, it doesn't have a keyboard. Never mind. What do I do? Okay. I had to remember the Xbox controllers from having the Xbox controller for the PC.
Yoshi P finally got rid of all the elitist stuff. It's not an end game anymore.
No, that kind
there
of stuff.
There you go.
Oh God, Mom went ahead and
Mom brought up the wedding picture. And you don't even need anybody else with you, because they give you the rest of the NPCs to play with.
Yeah.
Makes the dungeons so much more enjoyable.
Yeah.
So this is what you're looking for.
Yeah.
The chocobo.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's a wedding chocobo.
It took a long time to get to that quest, let me tell you.
That was a wedding choco. But yeah,
it still takes a long time. I'm past level 20 and I just started yesterday.
Oh yeah,
shows how easy this thing is.
Yeah, seriously.
It's like ESO. You can solo it all.
Yep, because there we are with our wedding cake.
Yeah.
Yes, folks. Even though we
each had our own accounts.
A lot of time on that game, and we're apparently going to spend a lot of time on that game again.
Apparently,
but it was fun.
That was the game that survived past when we were mourning EverQuest Online Adventures.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'll say so. I mean, we've done a little bit of different things. I mean, we've got ESO. We were playing with that, and then we were playing with the wrestling game and stuff. It's still inside the system.
I got to move that to the new one.
But yeah.
Just something that draws us back to Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah, yep. I know. Although I do have to say,
I've done 5 characters on ESO. I think I've got my fill of ESO. We are out. We gotta go.
Take care, everyone.
We will talk to everybody next week.
Take care, everybody.
Have a good one.
Bye. Have a beautiful time.
I think we did okay. We just talked for talking.